Today is Monday, July 20, 2015.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Jesus Christ, motherfucking, what the hell's going on around here?
I don't know, but I heard...
What have you heard?
I've heard there's some pretty nasty flooding over there in Tampa.
Oh my God, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible here. Streets are flooded, dogs are floating down the street, children are playing in the floodwater, which is very disgusting, by the way. People, do not play or let your children play in a flooded street. You know why? Joe, why should you not play in a flooded street?
Well, because you could be swept away.
That is one reason.
You could catch numerous diseases.
Very good.
Your sanitation and sewage systems could back up.
Exactly.
Which, ooh, that's gross. That's pretty darn gross. But, you know, I saw some crazy graphics just showing, like, a quarter of Florida, like, under the ocean. And I'm like, you know, that's going to happen one day.
That will happen one day. And hopefully by then I will sell, and I will have oceanfront property, and I'll make a lot of money for it. That's how
ocean
I look at it.
Property.
Oceanfront property.
This is Spanish Betty. Oh, my idea of service to Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Spanish Betty,
Penny.
You are crazy. Oh, my goodness. So we've been having some issues.
I'm not loco.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you are loco. You're loco like
I'm not loco.
Loco like moco. You are moco loco.
No.
Yes. Si, si. Mucho. Mucho si.
So, my name is Joe, and I'm in Chicago.
Your name is Joe, I'm Anthony, and I am in Tampa.
And you
are listening to Sciampa Radio.
Sciampa Radio.
Sciampa Radio. Sunday. All right, I'm better.
It's not Sunday.
No, it's Monday.
Yes, this is, Sciampa Radio, episode 11, for Monday, August 3rd, 2015. And this week's episode title is going to be The August Cookie.
Okay, The August Cookie. I corrected a typo in the script.
Oh, that's fine. I made plenty of typos, I'm sure.
That's fine. I do the same thing.
So if this is your first time tuning in to Sciampa Radio, whether you're listening live, which you can do at listen.sciampa.info, or you're listening to a recast, we welcome you. We hope that you're having a good time with our broadcast.
Exactly. And speaking of those recasts, are you putting those up on the website place?
You know, I have to be completely honest. I have not posted the last two episodes,
okay.
And I will do so.
Okay, that's cool. So
I will do so.
So our listeners can catch up on our things, and again,
yes,
you're
but
always...
But let me on. Tell you, there's plenty of things that you can glean from just the first 1 or 2 minutes of the first broadcast that will encourage you to listen to more.
Oh, And we always,
and that's how I see it.
No, that's great. That's great. And we welcome you to call and join us on our show. We, you know,
how can they do that?
They can call us by dialing their telephone at 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. If you're in Tampa, tell us if you had to take a boat to work today. I kind of felt like I did, because I was driving and the roads, there was just patches of roads that were just underwater. And you know, I have a small little kind of like an Econo box. And
underwater.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was turning into. So I didn't know if I was going to be swept away out to sea, the sea of somewhere in Tampa.
Did you get echo on that?
Yes, I got echo. Echo.
Okay,
echo.
Quit. Sorry. I just wanted to make sure that worked. See, ladies and gentlemen, here in the Chicago studios, we had a we didn't have a flood, thank goodness. And I hope your flood situation goes immediately away, like right now. I'm holding my hands like Jimmy Swaggart would hold his hands, just praying to whatever broadcasting gods that are out there to cease the rain.
I see.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, you know.
Cease the rain. No, that's totally understandable. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It actually has stopped raining for the time being. It has been raining for the past few hours, so we've been very lucky with that one. You know, unfortunately, they're calling for more rain this evening, and probably some more tomorrow. But for the most part, we should be okay. You know, we should be fine.
And so for our listeners in Tampa, and I guess in that entire swath that's getting heavily flooded, what can you do right now to ensure your safety?
Well, if your home is... All right. So...
I'm sorry.
All right. If you are located in a flood-prone area and you have been told to evacuate, you should evacuate.
Ding!
Do not play in flooded streets. Joe, why should they not play in flooded streets?
Well, Anthony, they should not play in flooded streets because it's a very unsanitary thing. You could catch many diseases.
What types of diseases could you catch?
Poopophobia.
Poopophobia! We do not want to have a breakout of poopophobia. Please continue.
Well, in addition to that, there could be cholera and dysentery and also
mosquitoes. I used to always die of dysentery when I played the Oregon Trail. Never, ever was I able to survive without getting dysentery from somebody. And who knew? We were all playing in the stormwater.
See, that's the reason why you shouldn't. And other reasons can be found by going on to a special website.
Called cdc.org. Search for why should I not play in stormwater? Or what should I do in a flood? Or, I don't know, just use your better judgment. Me, on the other hand, I'm just going to get my rubber dinghy.
You have a rubber dinghy? Do you have a little boat?
I think so.
Now, how about, if I remember, see, folks, back a few years ago, I had a chance to visit the Tampa studios, and I remember going somewhere where somebody had a dock in a river.
That would be my friend Angie.
Yes. Now, are they also in a flood situation at this moment?
She is still dry, but her area is getting more and more wet, so...
I see.
It's going to be kind of one of those things that, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. But she's okay for now, you know.
Okay. Yes, that's good.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think, you know, I think the worst of it is pretty much gone.
Good.
You know, so.
Good. We don't want any more wet weather. I mean, we want to dry out. We want our folks in the Tampa listening area to be able to enjoy the sun and the humidity. Snowbirds, we want them to be able to drive and pontoon it everywhere.
Pontoon it everywhere.
Are there pontoonic pontoon snowbirds. So in other words,
do we have snowbirds with pontoons on them?
Well,
I've seen some snowbirds that were quite of the hefty size, and they looked like they had some pontoons going on.
So, but I'm talking about the kinds that you can actually float in water and ride as a craft. So, you know, do they drive as they would in a pontoon, as if they were driving their Cadillac?
Somehow I would believe so.
Okay. What is the state of driving right now in Florida?
The state of driving is always crazy in the state of Florida.
Flooded?
Yes, yes. Not so bad today as it was yesterday. Yesterday was atrocious. Saturday was even worse. Saturday, I worked all weekend, and it took me a good 45 minutes to get home. And a trip that normally on the weekend would take me like 10 minutes.
That's crazy.
The ring is for the beer.
Oh, Betty.
What was that, Betty?
The ring is for the beer.
I think we need a new Betty voice. You know, ladies, I think Betty's a little
confused.
Yeah, we got an upgrade to our Betty, and here we go. Let's try this.
Driving is for the birds.
Okay.
Oh, see, that's much better. That's much better. I think, you know, that works out better in terms of the Betty voice.
Well, you know, we have some interesting news coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen.
I like interesting news.
Yes. Interesting news is a good thing because, you know, you need it to be able to stay informed. And we want all of our listeners to be informed, especially those that, you know, may not choose to, like, want to read newspapers and have to, like, hunt down the good
stories. Do people
still
read newspapers?
Well, I'll tell you something. With all of the trucks that I saw at the Tribune Distribution Center, it would appear that there seems to be lots of newspaper readers.
Really? Interesting.
Even when I go to work in my little village, I always see tons of newspaper delivery people just whipping their papers to people.
Huh, interesting.
It's true.
Interesting.
They whip papers.
Whip them.
Mm-hmm.
Just whoosh, whoosh.
Yes.
That's quite interesting.
It's insanity. But yeah, we'll have some of those kinds of stories for you in a few choice moments.
Yeah, we like having choice moments. They just make the world so much more exciting.
Uh-huh. And today's beverage in the Chicago studios is unsweetened real brewed tea, Pure Leaf. It's made with fresh brewed taste. So if you want to be like Joe in Chicago, you could have yourself a unsweetened Pure Leaf tea while you listen live. You can listen live at facebook.shyampa.info.
You can listen at facebook.shyampa.info?
No, you can't, actually. You can listen at listen.shyampa.info.
We like
but
that.
You can see us. Yeah, you can see us at Facebook, too.
Yes, so,
there
exactly.
You go.
We got our links up there. And in the Tampa studio, I am supposed to share a Coke with Catherine. So, Catherine, give me a call, 813-327-8566. I've got a Coke here. It's kind of half gone. I don't even know who you are. But, you know, I think I got an extra one somewhere. All right.
Well, shall we get to the news?
You know, that might be a good thing. Let me find the news cart. Hold on. It's around here somewhere.
The news cart. It's that kind of day.
Where's it all? I can't find anything around here half the time. I think Betty's been meddling. I don't know what she's doing, but I think she's been meddling again.
Has she been meddling?
She's been meddling. She really has been. And I don't understand why. I really don't.
Please wait. I'll be right back.
You'll be right back?
She can't say. Yeah, she can't say that. Huh.
Interesting.
Let's see how that works.
Please wait. We will be right back.
There we go.
No, that's the wrong one. Hold on.
Hey.
Here we go.
Now for the news. Oh.
Hey, Joe, do you have some news?
Yes, I do.
And now for the news.
Good evening from the Chicago studios, and here's your latest Top 420 news. Finding a partner for cannabis users just got easier.
Yay.
Now, you know, a couple of episodes ago, we talked about this app. It was called the Happy App that was supposed to help you, like, publicize the fact that you just got happy. Now, this...
Oh, is getting happy meaning getting, like, high on weed, or just getting high to be
getting
anything?
High on weed.
Okay.
So, you know, and I mean, it's not easy just sober, not sober, or whatever, but... And, you know, for marijuana enthusiasts dealing with black market stigma, it can be even harder. But with the help of some recently developed apps, love in the time of legalized marijuana may have just become easier. So, Hi There is a mobile dating app for people involved in the cannabis industry. So I guess this would probably be good for, like, those states that have it legalized already, I guess.
Okay.
But this app slogan is, you have more friends than you think, and it reflects its mission to create an inclusive and open environment for marijuana enthusiasts. He had the idea for the app after he was criticized by a Tinder date for his marijuana use. He's like, there's a need in the cannabis industry for a number of things, and one of those is social connectivity. So you can look at profiles and, oh, they can create a 420 character My Ooh. Story to elaborate on who they are.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, it might be the Cupid of cannabis coming up. Well, who knows?
Cupid of cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Drink your Viagra.
Okay.
You know, I have to admit, ladies and gentlemen, I am a very serious news person, and I decided to just branch out today and just try to find things that were just perhaps even vulgar, that just go to show you that, you know, if you smoke marijuana, you're more than likely to just be calm and cool and collected, not like these people in China. So, apparently... Viagra was added to a popular alcoholic beverage in China.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They say, okay, officials in southern China say they have seized thousands of bottles of alcohol that had Viagra added as an ingredient. So it was known as something called Baijiu, or Shaozhuyu. Anyways, it promised the drinks would provide health-preserving qualities. Yeah, I could imagine health preserving is you're like, what's going on? I'm trying to enjoy a quiet evening of Scrabble.
Are you trying to enjoy a quiet evening of Scrabble?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, you know, you're drinking this beverage and you've got a friend over and you're just trying to enjoy a quiet evening of Scrabble.
That's
and
true.
All of a sudden, things
then something pops amazing. Up.
Yeah, it's like, come on. So, you know, but here's the thing, though. I bet in it doesn't really go on to say, they say just, you know, the police are investigating the two distillers, but I know it's pretty harsh in China. If you get caught doing this kind of shit, you could end up getting the death penalty.
Wow. The death penalty? Really?
It's, well, I mean, I've heard, the milk controversy, remember that?
True.
The breast milk controversy.
Yeah. Was that, refresh our listeners. Some of us don't have a very long memory span.
I am not prepared for that at this time.
Well, but can't you, like, I don't know. Don't you remember what it was about? Okay, we can do a Google search.
Well, all I remember was it was a Chinese company that was producing breast milk. And apparently they were adding certain chemicals to it to, quote-unquote, enhance the effects or abilities of this milk. And it was widely introduced into the food supply, and it was actually making people sick and killing little babies.
Interesting. No, I do remember that. I thought that was the formula. I didn't realize it was the whole breast milk thing, too.
Well, it was breast milk formula.
Okay, gotcha.
That's what I meant to say.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was a pretty horrific situation. You know, it's I think the CEO of that company, he ended up facing trial and he ended up getting a death sentence.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, you know, it's like you got to be careful with what you're drinking.
Oh, totally.
You know, I mean, even God forbid, knock on glass, anything that I get from a sealed container, I would hope that the contents are safe.
Oh, definitely.
Now, see, I just thought of a nifty idea. That would be a wonderful alert for your phone. If it could alert you not to just, you know, these amber alerts and the weather alerts.
Breast milk alerts?
Alert you to recalls.
Recalls.
Yes. Food recall, beef, poultry. Poultry. Yes. Let's have a poultry recall.
Okay.
Never. You know, one of these kinds of things would be very beneficial for our phones. And you're always holding on to your phone.
That's very true.
I mean, if you frequently drink a product, you would like to know if it's been recalled, wouldn't you?
No, I totally would. Especially if it's exactly. Something important, depending like food or, you know, anything going on with your car or, you know, your toilet paper. I mean, if you're having a toilet paper malfunction, that's very important that we should be notified of these things through recalls, you know.
Do you know what one thing, though, that seems to be able to avoid having malfunctions at all?
No.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. It's an armadillo.
An armadillo? No way.
Yes. A Texas man's bullet bounced off an armadillo and hit him in the head.
My goodness. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, authorities in Texas say a wounded man told them his bullet bounced off the animal's armored hide and hit him in the head. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said the man told deputies he was shooting at an armadillo just before 3 a.m. Thursday when his bullet ricocheted off the animal and hit him in the head.
Wow.
Now, if it hit him in the head, how come it didn't hit him in the brain?
Well,
what idiot would shoot at an poor little armadillo crossing the street?
You know, they've found a disease. What's that? Leprosy. They carry leprosy. They found, like, a handful of cases in Florida from leprosy, and the armadillos actually carry them. Because we have armadillos here.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
Well, they should develop something and cure the armadillos, because you know what? They could then grow the armadillos, and when they die, use the shells, harvest the property, and then be able to create police things. Police armor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wouldn't that be a nifty use of a natural resource?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't know if it is as effective as the current armor used or if it's as durable or light. But it may be something worth looking into.
Yes. Now, speaking of armor, I kind of needed to think about this next story pretty hard because hot dogs are near and dear to my heart here in Chicago. I mean, we're kind of like the sausage
totally.
Capital of the world.
Yes, yes.
Now, as a disclaimer, I am in the food industry, and I've had multiple discussions with people in the food industry, and some are kind of in my camp and most are not, but hot dogs and politicians equal sandwich? Huh? So, some stupid politician decided he just had to be the world's authority on what is and isn't a sandwich.
I see.
And this is a former Pennsylvania governor. And, you know, everybody apparently has to weigh in on this stupid debate, but I'm sorry, it's just a hot dog. It's not a sandwich. I don't call it a sandwich.
But ketchup is a vegetable.
Let's go to Gene and Jude's for a hot dog.
So are you offended by the fact that they're trying to call a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
Or are you offended by the fact that they're trying to consider a hot dog as a sandwich to make it some part of, like, I'm sure it falls into education, nutrition, somewhere along the line.
I don't care what it qualifies for. I just don't want people to be calling it a sandwich. I just want you to say we're going to Gene and Jude's for a hot dog, or we're going to Jimmy's for a hot dog, or we're going to Franksville for a hot dog with lots of gooey cheddar cheese. Say, You know, politicians, it's funny. It's like you wonder why they put these kinds of stories out there. Now, a hoagie, is it a sandwich? I'm not going to call it a hoagie sandwich. I'm just going to call it a hoagie.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, no. I agree. It is interesting. You know, no, I mean, and that does raise a very interesting question is, you know, I mean, it really, because it's a sausage. It's not a luncheon meat, you know. It's
right.
Not, I mean, you don't call a, do you call it a Philly? You call it a Philly cheesesteak, but is it a sandwich?
A Philly cheesesteak.
It's just a Philly cheesesteak. That's what I thought.
Well, I mean, it happens to be in the form of a sandwich, but you know what? It's like you don't have to belabor the point. I guess maybe that's the issue. It's an issue of semantics.
Semantics?
Yes, that's a good possibility. It could be very well semantics.
Interesting.
But, you know, we'll put that in the philosophically wacky world of news.
News? And, yes, we shall.
You know, and Anthony, that's your latest 420 news. Back to you.
Oh, my goodness. All right, folks. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Just,
my mind is still blown with this whole hot dog thing.
Yeah, we can talk about it for sure. When we come back from the break.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got like 2 minutes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we break it at 8 o'clock. Yeah, we break at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I mean, if you want to talk about your hot dog, call us 813-327-8566. You can visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info. Our name is spelled C-H-I-A-M-P-A, kind of like taking Chicago and Tampa and combining them. You get Chiampa.
I get it.
I know, it wasn't the best marketing idea, but it worked.
We'll get better at it as we go. We're at episode 11, you know?
It happens. It happens.
Hot dogs. Hot dogs.
Yes, hot dogs.
Yeah, we're just having multiple failures tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with our equipment.
What happened? What's going on?
I don't know. It's just like, I'm just, you know, ever since the computer is basically dying, it's like I try to do things on it, and I get to a good point, and then it just fails. And then I lose interest in it, and I move on to something new. But when it's on a device that's supposed to be able to handle multiple things at once, and then it just freezes, it's like, how did that problem transfer to this problem? I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being crazy, ladies and gentlemen. If you've had a similar experience...
If you've had similar experiences, how can they reach us?
They can reach us at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566.
There we go. See, that works out well. I think that can go. We can go with that. All right, I'm looking for the carts here, so hold on. We're going to hit a commercial break in just a moment, but I'm waiting for the carts.
Please wait. We will be right back.
Thank you, Betty.
We will be right back.
Thank you, Betty. Betty, you're lovely. All right, folks, we'll be back.
Yeah, I am going to play poker.
You're going to go play poker? Okay. Well, win some good money for me, bitch. I need some. We need to do some redoing here on those.
I will.
Stuff.
I
thank
will.
You. Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Will. I will.
I, yes.
I will.
Okay. 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 You're like a little dog.
Betty, yeah, we got to work up the kinks with her, but we'll have some lines written up for her in the coming segment.
She's good though. I'm liking her. She's kind of fun. So I think we'll be good.
Good.
All right, folks. Good. We'll be back in just a few moments. Actually, it looks like according to the clock, 9 minutes and 9 seconds.
Be careful where you place your implements. Hello there, this is Joe Wisdom, and I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course, but I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system, so hold on, I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, only on Shyampa Radio.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-o-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it be Lone Brown.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer, have a Lone Brown. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one, Lone Brown.
Tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
To a goalie, it's a save to a server. It's a wave to the colonel. It's a regiment to a smoker. It's a Kent. The days of Kent. The days of Kent. The days of Kent. More taste, fine tobacco. To a gourmet, it's a special sauce. To a cowboy, it's his favorite horse. To a hostess, it's a compliment. To a smoker, it's a Kent. The taste of Kent.
If you smoke a filter cigarette, try the taste of Kent.
Never borrow money needlessly, just when you must. Borrowed and where loans are a specialty from folks you trust. Borrow confidently from HSC.
Household Finance Corporation offices are listed in your telephone book.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system, so hold on, I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I
foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Blows the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
Not so many years ago, tomato soup and cream of tomato were unusual dishes, enjoyed very much, but not very often. Today, of all the soups in the world, tomato soup is the one most often served. Not because women have taken to making tomato soup frequently. No, on the contrary, few housewives ever attempt it anymore. There's just one reason for tomato soup's popularity, and it is this. The magic, matchless flavor of Campbell's tomato soup. There's a lively verve, a dashing zest about this flavor that people take to at once and come back to and enjoy again and again. The first racy taste of it has a way of arousing a desire to eat, and yet there's a pleasant feeling of satisfaction when the last spoonful is gone. So this soup is a happy choice for the main dish at lunchtime or at supper, and it also is a fine way to start the day's main meal. Serve it sometimes, too, as cream of tomato, made with milk instead of water. You can always be sure that it will be received with pleasure, because this, of all soups, is the one people like to have most often, Campbell's Tomato Soup.
Radio Free Internet, sponsored by Dolsoft Shoutcast.
When you say that, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say that, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best.
When you say that, you said the word that means a lot to do it all. When you say that, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. You say hi, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say bye, you say you care enough to hold him on the king of beer. There is no other one, there's only something less, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Dolsoft Shoutcast.
I want to be a megastar on air.
There we go.
Yay!
I think.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, we're fine. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony.
And hey, everybody. This
Hello
is
there. Jeff. My name is Betty, and I am pleased to be here.
Hi, Betty.
Wow. Wow.
She's a little pushy there, isn't she?
Yeah, she is a little.
I want to be a mega star on air.
I know you do, Betty. You're beautiful, but you're a whore.
I know it, Anthony.
Wait, are you serious, Betty?
What do you mean I sound like a whore?
You did. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Betty.
We're all good.
You know, she's over there crying right now. I think,
she's
they made her cry.
She has no feelings.
I don't know, but you know, sometimes robots show they're crying in different ways. Like there's lights blinking in crazy unisons.
Lights blinking.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure her battery's just not going dead?
That's a distinct possibility. Hold on, let me check her. Let me check her options and see if there's any sort of.
Please wait. We. I'll be right.
Yeah, her batteries are dying.
Poor Betty. Well, you know. That's what happens.
Let me see if I can get her to say anything.
Can you say anything for us, Patty?
My batteries.
Yeah. Wait, Patty, what was that?
My batteries.
Oh, Patty.
Now she really sounds like a whore. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, I'm like, wow, Betty, your batteries, you know, you sound kind of cool.
I do not.
You do, too.
I do not. I do not.
Oh, so, well, welcome back. That was fun.
My batteries.
Oh, yes, Betty, we know. We know, Betty. What'd you go play?
Right, we're going to turn her off for a minute and let her rust over there. Get back to the script, folks. If you've got any interesting things you want to share with us on air, like what kind of beverage you're eating right now, how can they get in touch with us, Anthony?
They can reach us by calling 813-327-8566.
That's 813-327-8566.
Is that you?
Yeah, did that come out okay?
Yeah, that was fine.
Okay.
You had that big echoey voice, boomy thing.
Well, I saw that if you use the pipe in a certain way, you can use it as an acoustic device.
This is
to sort of alter the sound of your voice. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've had to take a break from the last week because, my computer died basically, so
yeah.
I had to find a solution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And luckily, Anthony was able to provide a solution. We're so excited! It's a little device. It was like $8.
That's good.
Yep, we're all excited. I can actually use my microphone, even though it still sounds like I'm on a telephone. That's fine.
See, that's good. You know, we're getting there. We're getting there. We'll have to find a new kind of arrangement. I can adjust
some of these settings. I've got a lot of bass on here now.
Yeah, you're
like I have a lot of bass.
And I don't hear it much, but I think that's kind of what's getting lost somewhere in the compression.
Yeah, because it's a telephone conversation.
Oh yeah, exactly.
But
which is funny, because we should be on a much better codec, but, you know, what can I say?
Well, but it's also a cell phone call. That's the thing.
That's true.
And
oh, my goodness, what's happening? Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Are you there?
Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm here, too.
Okay, good. As soon as we can get a Skype server set up, then I can actually call in via Skype, and then it should actually sound like we're on a somewhat real studio basis. Because, you know, I'm a host. I'm not a call-in guest.
No, I agree. I totally agree. And I wish we could, you know, unfortunately, I think for me, it's the one phone that we use, but I'm going to see what I can work on to actually get that to happen for the next, hopefully maybe the next show. We'll see what happens. So.
I want to be a megastar on air.
I know, Betty, go plug yourself back in. God damn it. Jesus Christ. You have to replace your fucking battery, and that's like
$600. What did you do, Anthony, to my input file?
Your what file?
Her input file.
I don't know.
What'd you do to her input file?
I didn't do anything with her input file.
She seems to be... See, I've learned to understand her blinky codes with her lights.
So
when she can't talk, you know, her blinky codes give us some kind of... You know, if you're a roboticist or if you've got any insights into blinky codes... please do. You know, post something on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you on that.
Yes, tell us about your blinky codes and everything about them at facebook.chiampa.info. That's facebook.chiampa.info. I-N-F-O.
Complicated. So, do we have any interesting JP Wisdoms to play?
No,
I heard JP Wisdom was able to...
Yeah, I think we do have a few of them here. Hold on, let me do some location.
See if you can find some of the new ones.
Hey, it's Joe Wisdom
here.
There
we go.
You know they don't call them discotheques anymore.
No, they don't.
Usually they're just called nightclubs or lounges.
Nightclubs?
Or bars.
Bars.
Do they even play disco music anymore?
I'm sure they do some.
Did you burn all of your disco records? I didn't burn mine. I play them every night before I go to bed. That's how I get these wisdoms, with that fun, fresh music.
Hey, Joe, that's great.
That's awesome.
Do you have a wisdom? We can play it on there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And stay tuned every Monday night at 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central, for Shyampa Radio, WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Weed Radio.
There we go.
That was fun.
That was a good wisdom. That was
I'm
a good
dancing
wisdom.
In the studio.
Yeah. Yeah, play something upbeat before you go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. So you do the disco thing every night?
No.
Oh,
that's just Joe Wisdom. He does that in his own little room. He's got his own disco room. We close it up, soundproof it.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes you got to do that. So what does Joe have to say about new shoes?
Right now, it's 4:20.
My name is British Betty. I will be on air with Joe and Anthony today, so stay tuned and listen to another Joe Wisdom.
Well, thank you, Betty. That was really gracious of you to introduce me, Joe Wisdom here. So, hey, when was the last time you bought a pair of shoes? Do you wonder why your feet are sore and swollen all the time? Do you run your feet all day at work? Are you a walking or running or jogging enthusiast? Maybe it's time for a new pair of shoes.
Maybe it's time for a pair of new shoes, you flat-footed idiot.
Hey, Betty, I just said that. You didn't have to go there. Ladies and gentlemen, check your feet, check your shoes. Sometimes you just need to do it and just make yourself comfortable. This has been another Joe.
Yeah, I needed. That was an earlier JP Wisdom.
You want us to talk about it on air?
Yeah.
Yeah, we learned how to adjust the background music because I realized
good.
I was.
It was a bit yes. hot. Yeah, it came in a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. We have always have a backup here. What's this one?
Joe Wisdom here with a new recording device and hopefully a computer that won't crash. Which is a good reminder. Always have a backup because you never know. That's right, you never know.
You never know.
This is Joe Wisdom. If you have a wisdom you want to share with us, give us a call at the studios. Betty will be happy to take that call.
Take
you
call,
reached
Betty.
At 813-327-8566. And that's 813-327-8566. We look forward to hearing from you.
Groovy.
Yeah, you know, just sometimes the wisdoms are very hard to come by.
But I do have to do one more because we do have to jump into a new segment soon.
Okay.
Because we do have to take another break because I got.
What do we got next year?
I at least have to do one more.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided
okay,
to you by
one more.
Joe
on.
Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms?
I sure do.
If you walk out the door and you're a lady and you've got on one flat and one pump, consider yourself lucky. Another wisdom by Joe Wisdom. Do you have wisdom to share? give us a jingle.
I love the timing of that one.
327 566. Share your jingle with us on the voicemail. We hope to hear from you soon.
All right.
Yes. Beautiful.
Isn't it?
So, thank you for that.
All right. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you. And, Anthony, do you have some interesting and quite crazy news?
Haven't got one in yet.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Breaking news.
It's raining like a motherfucker in Tampa, and all this shit is flooded.
Ooh. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
All right. So, let's discuss here. You go to get on the bus, right?
Because
you ride public transit, right? Okay.
I am a public transit hound.
You are a public. Okay, so how likely are you to argue about the price of your bus fare?
If it's the only way I got to go, I might grumble, but once I get on the bus, it's like, fuck, that's what I gotta pay.
All right, well, a man in Winter Haven took his anger out on a bus. According to police, a man got off the bus at the Winter Haven Area Transit Bus Terminal to travel to a new destination. He was getting away. Well, when the bus driver told the man that it would cost him an extra $2 to travel to another stop, the man became extremely agitated. The bus driver then got off the bus, locked the door, and went inside the enclosed part of the terminal area. Well, the man sat on a bench for a while and then walked away. And a few minutes later, he came back and began headbutting the glass doors, shattering the glass on the bus. He knocked himself out
the
for
man
a few
is
seconds.
An idiot.
He is an idiot, Betty. You are so right. And he knocked himself out, and then eventually he wakes back up and he runs away. So, yeah. So, in Winter Haven, this comes to you from Bay News 9. Yeah. Winter Haven, kind of crazy. Got some craziness going on there. So
I want to be a megastar on air.
You will be, man. Yes, you are, Betty.
God damn you, Betty.
We love
Shut
you,
up.
Betty. All right. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Headbutting the glass.
Headbutting the glass because you're not happy about the bus fare.
It's like zombieism is overtaking the land.
Zombies, you think?
Zombieism. Not necessarily that he's a zombie, but it's just a zombieism. It's like, who would be doing that? I mean, I suppose the man could have mental incapacities.
He probably did.
It's a possibility.
He probably did, more than likely. But I have a feeling a woman who was shot in the leg and didn't realize it for 5 days did not have that problem. All right, this is a little bit of an old story, but we've been having issues, but I had to hang on to this one. All right, so okay. A Florida woman was shot in the leg on July 4th, and she did not realize that she was shot in the leg until 5 days later. This comes from the Huffington Post.
Wow.
Yes, this comes out of D-Land, Florida. A Florida woman says she was shot in the leg while sitting at a cafe on Independence Day, but didn't realize it until the doctors found the bullet 5 days later. Right?
Wow.
This woman named Heather, I'm not going to even go with her last name. She told the Daytona Beach News Journal that after days of pain from what she initially thought was a firecracker, she went into the hospital. Doctors told her that they found a .38 caliber bullet lodged in her leg. Yep. Heather says she was on the patio of Cafe Da Vinci in D-Land on Saturday night when she felt a pain in her leg. She checked it out in the bathroom, but there was little blood. Police say there were no reports of gunfire, believe the bullet might have been fired into the air from some distance away.
Wow.
So if you get shot in the leg, you know, you might want to get it taken care of sooner. But, you know, it's kind of crazy.
The woman is an idiot, too.
She is an idiot,
they should get married.
Betty.
The men from the other story. They would make sexy babies of idiots.
What?
Betty, can you repeat Betty, that? We don't need more sexy. We don't need idiots. We don't need more idiots. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Betty.
Wowzers, rain assault on my circuits.
What was that, Betty?
Something about her circuits.
Wowzers, rain assault on my circuits.
So I think she's trying to say rain is sogging her circuits.
Rain is sogging her circuits. Okay, well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you, Betty.
Let's make a little tweak to Betty, and I think I can efficiently take care of that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go into the next story, and you can tweak Betty a little bit, because I'm trying to break at 8:30 here. All right. So, from the Huffington Post.
While there's rain, it's sogging my circuits.
Okay, Betty, shut up. Go ahead.
All right, so the Huffington Post reports on July 30th in Lake Worth, Florida. Chicken and beer make for a bad burglary.
Really?
Yes. A Florida family tells police they came home to chicken bones and empty beer bottles scattered about their kitchen floor and a would-be robber passed out on their couch.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office reports that deputies found 22-year-old Jacob Miller still asleep when they responded Monday to the Lake Worth home in South Florida. After taking Miller into custody, deputies found numerous items of jewelry on the man that belonged to the family. The Palm Beach Post reports that Miller told deputies he went into the home because he needed a place to stay, but refused to answer any other questions. Miller was charged with burglary and theft. Records also showed an open warrant in Texas for burglary.
Chicken bones and beer.
Chicken bones, wow. Yes, chicken bones and beer bottles. Isn't that crazy? Can you believe that? Can you really get that?
Is that him in that picture?
Yeah, that's him in the picture.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of. He doesn't look like the brightest.
Mm-mm.
Not really.
You know, it's like not enough oxygen. No. I wonder if there's like a short of oxygen in certain things.
Maybe. Like what?
No, I just like, you know, at certain points in development of the baby, if there was like a shortage of oxygen, like
that's a possibility.
It got turned off.
That is a very good possibility. Well, there is more lack of oxygen happening in Indian County, Florida. Devin Langford, the suspect, Devin Langford, didn't realize that the simple truth and ended up pissing off officials in Indian County, Florida. This comes from the Huffington Post and is a poorly written article, so I will do my best to read it. All right. Langford was pulled over last month for speeding, and the arresting officer noticed that not only did he have slurred speech and red, glassy, and bloodshot eyes, but there was also a plethora of empty beer cans littering Langford's truck, according to the police report.
Langford he was having a party.
Yeah. Langford allegedly failed a series of field sobriety tests and was placed into a squad car and taken to the county jail. On his way, he suddenly felt nature's call and told the officer that he had needed to pee. Although the arresting officer told Langford to wait until they got to the jail, the suspect said he couldn't hold out that long and asked if he could urinate in the car. Amazingly, the police officer told the suspect he understood if he couldn't wait. My God, this is such
what an understanding guy.
Yeah, right. So Langford was so touched that he decided to avoid whizzing in the car by attempting to aim his stream out of the window by kneeling out of the back seat and aiming his urine out the window. The officer said that he'd prefer that Langford had just pissed his pants. The suspect went ahead with his plan. In the process, he splattered urine all over the passenger seat and floorboard of the cruiser.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah. So he was booked with misdemeanor DUI and was not charged for urinating all over the patrol car.
I know a few places where he would be very welcome to do what he needs to do, but that's for another segment.
That's Joe Wisdom After Dark.
Yes. A new segment will be born as soon as we figure out a way to record.
See, there you go. Wow.
Wonderful news. Wow. That was some crazy news.
Some really, really crazy news. And Joe...
This world sure isn't dull.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. And that's it for this evening's crazy news.
Wow. Hey, you want to join us on Shinepa Radio?
Do you need a cold shower?
Experience. Or if you need a cold shower, give us a jingle at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info where you hear all kinds of interesting posts and things that we'll find interesting. Right, Anthony? You post some interesting things?
I post some interesting things from time to time. Yeah, I do that. Most definitely.
And it looks like we're going to be taking maybe another break.
Yep, we'll be taking a break. And
we would love to have you join us.
Oh, yeah, so if you want, you can give us a call while we're on break. You'll just sit in the queue and you can listen to the commercials. 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566.
And looks like we'll...
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You can actually reach us several different ways. And to...
Is that the fart phone?
Yeah.
Was that the fart phone?
That was the fart phone.
I want to hear that again. It's the fart phone. Oh, God. Oh, my God. The fart phone.
So, yeah.
It's like a bat phone, but it responds to farting emergencies.
Live Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn. Plus, sparkling soda. Plus, piping hot coffee. Equals, delicious refresh-a-rama. For the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mega Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
That's big cola, it's the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too.
Friends, it's certainly true that when you smoke, you want smoothness, mildness, and deep down enjoyment. And that's precisely what you'll get with every Lucky Strike you light, because there's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Just think of that, friends. Luckies are always smooth, mild, and mellow every puff of the way. For you see, it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette, and Find LSMFT Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Now, fine tobacco costs more, and Lucky's pay more. That's right. Lucky's pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get ripe, mellow tobacco for your Lucky Strike. Just listen for a moment to what the tobacco experts say about the kind of leaf Lucky Strike buys. Take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said,
"All in all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco. And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco. Prime, ripe leaf. The kind of tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly for 14 years.
Now there's a tip for you, friends, from a man who really knows tobacco. So for your own deep-down smoking enjoyment, light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Lucky's for a finer, milder, smoother smoke. Yes, puff after puff, pack after pack. There's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Good reason to make your next carton Lucky."
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it be Lone Brown.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer. Have a Lone Brown. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one. Lone Brown.
Tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Radio show. You can actually reach us several different ways. And to. Is that the fart phone?
Yes.
Was that the fart phone?
That was the fart phone.
I want to hear that again. It's the fart phone. Oh, God. Oh my God, the fart phone.
So, yeah.
It's like a bat phone, but it responds to farting emergencies.
Live, Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern.
Everybody's talking Tempo, the new filter cigarette.
Far more charcoal. Far more charcoal.
How does all that flavor get through all that charcoal in that new filter cigarette?
Tempo, the secret's in the structure of Tempo's all-new filter. Try the new filter cigarette, Tempo.
Tempo brings you far more activated charcoal than in previous filter designs. The first bonded charcoal filter, a new kind of filter for a taste too good to miss. White Estron Filter 2. No health claim is made for Tempo. Only the promise of easy draw, smoother taste.
How does all that flavor get through all that charcoal in that new filter cigarette?
Tempo! The secret's in the structure of Tempo's all-new filter. Try the new filter cigarette, Tempo!
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it be Lone Brown.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight,
tonight, tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer, have a Löwenbräu. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one, Löwenbräu.
Tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandito. You know what I heard about you? I heard you want to be a Frito Bandito like me. You do? Then you must sing the Bandito song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chips bag. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey! I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Now, boys and girls, you are Frito Bandidos, too. You sing the Frito Bandido song, and you look for crunchy Fritos corn chips.
That's nice.
Munch, 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 Fritos corn chips. Munch, 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 Fritos corn chips.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Well, you killed this. I don't know exactly.
I do believe the former office chair needs to be developed into a backseat passenger reliever. It would be especially helpful in a police cruiser. An officer would place the device on the prisoner's rear that would act as a porthole for the bowel and bladder excrement. The hole would then extract the device that would find its way to the person's orifices for correct output. In this way, all of these functions would be collected, tested, and then developed for drug and alcohol testing and relieving the prisoner. It? At the least we could do.
To another Joe Wisdom.
Hmm. What was that?
And, yeah, if you've got a wisdom yourself and you want Betty to read it, she's happy to. She loves reading
clearly,
these things.
Clearly she does.
You know, it's like, you know, it's almost like she's got this talent. And it kind of scares me. It does.
I want to be a mega star on air.
I know you do, Betty. God damn it, Betty! You keep saying that, but for you know, you gotta, you know, we, you know, it's a process. It takes a while, Betty. I know it,
Anthony.
Good. I mean, I appreciate your enthusiasm with it, and as long as you keep working with Joe like that, maybe you know.
What
maybe.
Do you mean? I sound like a whore.
I didn't say anything about you sounding like a whore, you stupid crazy cunt. What the hell are you talking about? God damn it. I tell you. She's bipolar.
Hello there.
Yes,
my
hi
name
there.
Is Betty, yeah, and I am pleased to be here.
Yeah, Betty. You are one bipolar bitch, let me tell you.
Well, there's rain is socking my circuits.
Socking your circuits. Oh, my goodness.
They would make sexy babies of idiots.
Okay, so, but that was a really interesting wisdom that she shared with us.
That was
what is
a very
the Palmer office chair? Oh,
We're gonna find out.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Palmer office chair was a special chair that was developed especially for you in a cubicle. You know, it's like those times when you're really crunching the numbers on your spreadsheet, and it's like you just can't bear to get up and leave that spreadsheet. It's like you got to coax that spreadsheet. but you really got to use the bathroom. So I developed the Palmer office chair, TM, CM, DM, copyright, attribution applied, wherever, however, and whoever. But this chair was specially designed, odor-free. There were no odors. It did require special underwear, but we would provide that free of charge.
Okay.
It's a special portal device.
A special portal
You need a way to collect the excrements. So the Palmer office chair, though, had that all built in.
Okay.
And so.
All right.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
We offered two units.
This is a pretty amazing thing.
Yes. This is the amazing thing, because we realized people were on a budget. And so we had a unit that would be fully connected to the sewer system. So you could connect that shit up to your sewer, and all of that waste would simply go through to the sewer system.
I see. Case closed. Quite interesting.
But if you also have the economy version.
Oh, Jesus. Was it a chamber pot? Oh, Jesus, it was a chamber pot.
Well, here's the thing. We have a patent pending system.
Okay.
It almost works like a filter.
I see. Okay.
It's a specially designed plastic tub that has a hermetically sealed balloon that collects the excrement.
I see.
And each filter would have two, so you'd have two uses.
Uh-huh.
So if you poop and pee during the day more than two times, you've got issues.
I go at least three or four times a day.
Well, we can accommodate, but again, then you might not want to get the economy version. That's what I'm trying to say.
I see.
So anyways, but what would happen, though, is, you know, your cleaning staff, and generally you would probably get this through your Polish Maids America service.
Polish Maids America. No, mój po polski. I hate touching bags of sheets. Babushka, no handle shit bags. Babushka wash windows. Babushka will vacuum floor. No touching shit bags.
Well,
Babushka, don't do that.
They're hermetically sealed, so Babushka has no worries. There will be no...
It's caca.
Exactly, no caca on her, transmit to her. As a matter of fact, you know, the company would provide a special device. All you got to do is dock your cart to the Palmer office chair, push a button, it ejects into the cart, so Babushka doesn't even have to touch it.
And then that one faithful day when Babushka don't know what she doing. Babushka, what happened, Babushka? I don't know what that. Babushka shit everywhere. Caca.
We just killed Babushka. No, but Babushka, I mean, here's the thing. The cart has to line up in order for it to go in. And if it's not lined up, it won't go in, and that's that. And it'll be better if... It'll probably be better really loud. But it'll be better if she's not lined up. Exactly. Babushka.
Poor Babushka.
So anyways, you know, I mean, it might be better to get the you know, depending on your office space, depending on how dynamic you are.
Hold on.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
I have a report that just came across my desk of an incendiary explosion of shit.
We have where?
Frank, I think it was from Evanston, maybe. I think it was from the Chicagoland area. Apparently, according to the police reports, a cleaning lady was attempting to remove something from an office chair when there was an explosion and feces was everywhere. We have Babushka on the scene. Babushka, this is Babushka. I go to cloud to clean the thing. No more Babushka. I clean the thing and I put it in and it go beep. And Babushka said, Babushka don't know what that beep means. So Babushka keep trying to push the cut. And then all of a sudden beep again. And then shit everywhere. Caca everywhere. We got caca everywhere. Babushka covered in caca.
The woman is an idiot, too.
Thank you, Babushka. All right. So stay tuned to WED Cheyampa Radio for breaking news on the exploding toilet.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've had an experience like this, give us a call. You can reach us at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566. Yes.
You can talk to Babushka.
No. Oh, I feel stuck to my chair.
Uh-oh.
So what do you think? We've got 7 minutes.
Yeah, we do. We've got about 7 minutes. 7 minutes to go.
What other kind of exciting things can we do this to end this to end this wonderful episode 11 of our Cheyampa experience?
That's a good question. Well, we talked about Babushka and the exploding toilets. That clearly, you know.
I wonder what Babushka would do when she would get to the place where the guy was found with the chicken and a beer lying around. You know, like, what if it was the maid that came in and discovered that the guy was the robber?
Babushka, not pay for this. Babushka, wash your window, moppy floor, no chicken bones, strange white man. Babushka, say no. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, the police had to come and take Babushka away, ladies and gentlemen. She is causing a disturbance.
Wow, poor Babushka.
Sometimes these cleaning ladies, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't know? What
they
don't
just,
you know?
They seem overly dramatic.
Yeah, they can be. Well, you know, I guess if you were cleaning toilets...
I think they see all kinds of shit.
Literally. Right? Yeah, literally. Well, you know. Well, you know, Babushka, she's sensitive to things like that, I imagine. You know, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. That sounds like Babushka.
Babushka's gypsy music.
What are we listening to?
It's Gypsy Shoegazer. Oh, we've got Gypsy Shoegazer, no music.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. That's better.
I'm coming in a little hot, though. There we go.
So tell us about what happened to Babushka. Where did she go? Do we have to pay insurance on this now?
No, we don't have to pay insurance for Babushka. But Babushka does, you know, she's going to be going to a rehab program.
And if you are really interested in the Palmer office chair, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We can set you up with a good deal.
or you can sit and shit all day long. Palmer office chair, especially for you.
That's why you get the deluxe version that connects to your sewer system, and it's pneumatic. Everything goes. You know, I was just reading a story the other day, or today, in fact.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, all of this, I believe, is in New York. But they have complexes that all have pneumatic garbage chutes.
I see.
They have these special tubes that, you know, you know of pneumatic tubes like in bank drive-thrus.
Well, yeah.
The sucky thing. You know, well, they do this for garbage.
Okay.
And so, but it goes to a special plant.
Uh-huh.
And some of it's sorted, but sometimes they have problems because certain things cannot be put into these pneumatic tubes, like cardboard boxes and just things that are just too easy to get clogged up.
Can you put a sofa in it?
But say that one more time.
Can you put a sofa in it? You know, like if I had to throw out an old sofa or something, you know.
No,
we couldn't.
You
we
would
couldn't
not
do
want
that.
To put a sofa.
Okay.
No. You know, this would be more like your basic household wastes. You know, like sausage patties. I don't know why that just came to mind.
Well, what if sofas are my everyday waste?
You throw away sofas. How often do you throw away sofas?
Daily. I shit sofas. It's horrible. I shit out a sectional once. Oh my god. That was excruciating.
Wow. What color was it?
I think it was chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
Are you okay there? Well, you know.
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know.
But ladies and gentlemen, we've got wonderful things in store for future episodes. And if
yes,
you've got ideas for us... you can leave us a little message over at facebook.shyampa.info.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear from you. Now, we did get some interesting, some type of musical things.
Like? What
were posted
kind of musical
to our
things?
Facebook page.
Oh, was that, I don't know what that musical thing is.
Yes, I'm going to go to this right now.
Are you
going
to go to the musical thing? Okay.
Well, I'm going to go to our Facebook page and actually take a look and see what, everything is just really slow.
I see.
Ah, there's Mr. Drunk Urination Dude, and there's Mr. Brute. Yeah, those two would make a good couple.
Wouldn't they, though?
We don't discriminate here at all, or ladies and gentlemen, if they think you're a good couple.
Huh?
I guess we ended.
No, we haven't ended yet. I hit the wrong button. Please. there we go. What is 9 o'clock?
Here we go. This is what was... hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Luigi how are
Calderon.
You doing?
This is from Luigi Calderon. Hello, how are you? Hold on. We'll take care of that. he wants us to listen. So this is Luigi Calderon, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Hello. Shout out to Luigi Calderon.
Well, hold on.
Said?
Here
Calderon?
We go. Okay. This is Luigi Calderon.
Okay.
It sounds harsh in the disco. Yes.
There is that disco music for you.
Yes.
See?
We love disco.
You do, don't you?
You know, he sent us this music, so I guess that gives us a pretty good ability to play it.
Yeah, I can download it and add it to our thing.
Yes, put our message queue.
Okay.
Let's listen to what else he's got here. Oh, this is actually easier than I expected. That's pretty good, you know. Good for you, Luigi. We like creative talents. That's good.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, I know you've got that music in the queue there.
It's slowly getting louder.
Oh, there we go. That's Luigi Calderon, ladies and gentlemen. But, yeah, so if you've got anything that you want to share with us, go ahead and send it to us. We'll play it. And
timing is not important. We'll just play it anyway.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, anyway, we're wrapping up here. We need a show title. We have a show title. It's that August cookie thing. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Please stay tuned for Planet or Earth First coming up next. And remember, smoke it if you got it.
Exactly. And always charge your battery.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.